Hi, we're back on Yarbrough. Good morning. It's 10:38. News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Jim Brogan's name is pretty much synonymous with your finances here in East Tennessee. Is that a fair statement, Jim? I think you were to that point, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you, Bob.
Not just your finances, but successfully getting you set up to have a nice retirement, and success is the bottom line once you hit retirement, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about what you want your money to do for you. So you want to handle everything in your financial planning to achieve specific outcomes. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't just, oh, well, should I buy this stock or that mutual fund or that bond? It's all about, you know, putting a plan together to accomplish your goal. What gives you the greatest likelihood you'll achieve what you want to achieve with your money?
Yeah, you just got to make some smart decisions.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So as we get close to the end of the year, it's hard to imagine we're starting to focus on 2020, right? What are some things that we can be doing maybe to wrap it up for this year, or more importantly, look ahead to next year that can maybe save us a few dollars?
I think two things that pop to mind, Bob. One would be the importance of tax planning. Tax planning, you know, the greatest expense you or I will ever have in our lifetimes is our income taxes. And, you know, people talk a lot of times about all the different areas that they want to save money. And where can I cut costs? And even in the investment world, there's big conversations about how can you cut your costs. But having a plan to minimize your income taxes, we're living in a world today in 2019. In my opinion, we'll never see income taxes this low ever again.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, we know income taxes are going up in 2026. On January 1st. And, you know, we know our budget problems. We owe $21 trillion in debt. We've got unfunded, you know, Medicare and socials. We can't pay for everything. We got a math problem. So taxes 10, 15, 20 years from now are liable to be much different. So we've got to be taking advantage of our opportunity today.
See, when you said we know taxes are going up in 2026, you know that because that's what you do, right? I got to think a lot of people probably don't know that in 6 years there's that increase that they're going to see. So you got an opportunity between now and then to take advantage of these things, right?
That's right. And so it's not just how much tax you pay today. It's how much tax might you pay tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you've got to constantly be worried because it is our largest expense.
Do you find a lot of people, when it comes to the income taxes that you're talking about, a lot of people are like, you know, hey, it's a tax and it's a set rate and there's not a whole lot I can do about it, so I'm just not going to worry too much about it, not realizing there are all types of opportunities out there that they can save some money.
Yeah, nothing could be further from the truth. Yeah. So let's talk about year-end planning and then what should you be doing into 2020. First, there's opportunities with the new deductions. And you want to be taking advantage of those opportunities. You know, a lot of people, 90% of people now are not itemizing. But they could itemize if they were smarter about how they time certain things, like when we pay our property tax. So, for example, we could pay none in 1 year and then double up the next. Like, you can pay your property tax right now, or you can wait until as late as March 1st. Well, if you don't pay it now, and then next year you pay it in February, and then pay it again by the end of the year, you're doubling up in that year, and then you can time your charitable contributions to be mainly next year. And so now all of a sudden, you know, you might not be itemizing. Instead of doing a $24,400 deduction, which is the standard deduction for a married couple, maybe you're deducting $32,000 or $33,000. You get extra value there. That's just one way to think about being creative in how you apply the new tax.
Is that as simple as you make it sound? It seems like if you're just aware of it and you make the right plan and the timing is right, then you've got a nice advantage there. That seems simple.
Well, it is kind of it is. Yeah. By the way, there's a limit on your tax, on the property tax, state and local taxes. There's a $10,000 limit in any given year, but there's no limit in charitable contributions. So you just got to be, it's kind of like, you know, like what you're saying, it's really not rocket science. You just have to be aware of how can I use these rules to save on my tax bill.
Right.
I mean, if you take an extra $8,000 deduction every other year, you know, if you're in a 24% tax bracket, you're talking about saving almost a couple $1,000s every other year in income taxes.
That's going to add up.
It is absolutely going to add up.
Rather quickly, too. All right, I've always thought that you guys, no matter where you are on the retirement path, whether you're just getting started as somebody that's 25 or whatever it is, or you're nearing retirement, there's always ways you can get a better plan in place. So talk about those who maybe have 20, 30, 40 years before retirement is something they really need to consider. How do you recommend what they should be doing to get ready for that, whether it's Roth IRAs or 401ks? How do you make those recommendations?
Bob, that's a fantastic question. The earliest moment you can, for those of you that are listening this morning, maybe in college or just got out, as early as you can, you need to be saving as much, you know, saving money. We know that. But one of the things I like to say is you should be paying yourself first. And ideally, you want to be doing 10%. And when I say pay yourself, that doesn't mean to buy a new TV. It means you invest it into your future. And the government gives us two tremendous ways that we can save that have tremendous tax incentives. One is the traditional IRA or 401k. We get a tax deduction today. We save on our income taxes today when we make that contribution. And then we've got the Roth IRA or Roth 401k if your employer has a Roth option. And that money, we don't save the income tax today, but then it's tax-free later on. Now, we don't have access to those monies right away. We have tremendous tax benefits of saving in those vehicles, and there's no question in my mind that those are absolutely the two best ways to generate wealth and financial independence is to save inside these retirement account options because of the tax savings along the way. You don't have to pay taxes as the monies are growing.
Right.
But you have to take advantage of it. It's amazing, Bob, how many people do not add money that have an employer match in their company plan.
Oh, that employer match, that's free money, right?
It's absolutely free money. Yeah. You know, we talk about, do we want tax deductible or tax free with traditional, you know, 401k or Roth? Well, free money's the best.
Right.
If somebody would give us that money, whether it's 25 cents on the dollar, 50, whatever it is, you've got to take advantage of the free money. You're immediately getting a 25 or 50 or 100% return on your money from day one.
Man, it's right there for the taking, too. Just you got to take advantage of it. All right, we got business owners that listen quite often. You got some ideas for business owners to save on taxes?
I think the biggest thing is being aware of the rules on what we were talking about with things like 401ks and such, especially if business owners can take advantage of putting in tremendous amounts of money, they can go and getting a tax deduction now. They can go up as high, if they're in their 50s, they can go up as high as $60,000 a year and take a full tax deduction if they have their plan set up properly. So, and that comes straight off their income tax. So if they're in a, you know, a 33% tax bracket and they give $60,000, they're going to save $20,000 in income taxes for 2019.
Listen, there are all types of ways you can save money on your taxes. Jim Brogan and his wonderful staff there at Brogan Financial, they understand this. A lot of free information at BroganFinancial.com as well. You can read up on a lot of this there, too.
Absolutely. We got a lot of resources
there. All right. BroganFinancial.com, B-R-O-G-A-N, Financial.com. And Jim's in every Saturday morning, 9 till 10, with more Living with Jim Brogan here on News Talk 98.7. Mr. Jim, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Great to be with you.
We'll be back here in a moment on Yarbrough and News Talk 98.7.